We're doing Hosea. We're up to the second, what's called the second chapter, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. We'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sarah Bat Yosef. The Navi has been talking to the Jewish people, and as we saw from the beginning of the Navi, the Navi is taking the Jewish people to task for the fact that they're unfaithful to Hashem. Hosea is the prophet that was so fed up with our behavior that he said, Hashem, go with another nation, and Hashem told him, You go marry a prostitute, and then after you have children from her, let's see you separate from her. And so Hashem says the Jewish people will be punished, they'll be devoured by the wild animals of the field, etc. And then ultimately, we saw that Hashem says when things will go terrible, then the people will realize, I'd be much better off, I wish I were back with my first husband, I wish I were back with Hashem. And then they'll call back to Hashem as their beloved. They won't call him Baali. They won't have Baalim. They won't continue worshiping these different deities, the different forces in the heavens, but rather they'll have a bond with Hashem. And Hashem says, when you come back to me and you're faithful to me, so then I'll make a covenant with you. Things will be peaceful between you and the wild animals of the field. So Hashem says, beforehand I said that the wild animals will devour. Now that you'll be faithful to me, you'll have a covenant with the wild animals. The exact opposite of what happened when you were unfaithful. You'll be faithful to me, we'll have a covenant, there won't be war, there'll be world peace. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Ve'erastich li le'olam, Ve'erastich li... בצדק ובמשפט ובחסד וברחמים. And I will be me'ares. What is me'ares? So we find in the Torah, me'orasa le'ish. In the Torah we have two stages for marriage, erusin and nisuin. Now erusin, we do both of them under the chuppah. Technically erusin is what we might call engagement. When he gives you, when the guy gives the girl the ring, what we call kiddushin is also known as erusin. Now, biblically, after he does kiddushin, they're married. There are a few differences between kiddushin and nisuin. He is more obligated to her. He has more obligations in the marriage after nisuin. But technically, biblically, they could live together as husband and wife. There's, after erusin, she's a married woman. We do both under the chuppah. He gives her the ring, he does kiddushin, then we do nisuin. Everything's done under the chuppah. But in Chazal's time and in the Torah's formula, technically you could do kiddushin, and then after a period do nisuin. Now Chazal said, we forbid a man to live with a woman until he finishes the marriage, he does nisuin, he's completely obligated to his wife. Chazal forbade a couple from living together without nisuin. After nisuin, he's more obligated. He has more obligations towards her. The ksuba, he has a lot more that he owes her. If she gets captured, he has to redeem her at all costs. He has to bury her. He has a lot of things that he owes her after nisuin. But the rabbi said to protect the woman, Chazal said, you're not allowed to live as a couple. You're not allowed to live as a married couple till you do nisuin. But really, biblically, kiddushin or erusin, they're the major part of marriage. Most of marriage happens after kiddushin. She's considered a married woman. If a woman after kiddushin goes with another man, that's adultery. So kiddushin is really midoraisa from the Torah standpoint. That's the primary part of marriage, kiddushin. Hashem over here tells the Jewish people, ve'erastich li le'olam. I will marry you. I will do kiddushin with you for eternity. Ve'erastich li, I will do kiddushin. I will marry you. Betzedek u'mishpat u'chesed u'rachamim. Our marriage will be eternal, provided that you maintain your end of the deal, that you're righteous, you do justice, you do kindness, and you have mercy. Ve'erastich li be'emuna ve'yada'at. Et Adonai, and I will marry you with faith, and you will know me, you will connect to me, we will have a close relationship. We know the word to know, yidi'ah in Tanakh, to know someone biblically means to have intimate relations, to be intimate with someone. So Hashem says, we'll have a bond that's faithful, and so we will be intimate. Now, we have the word erastich three times here. The Radak has a beautiful pshat here. He says, until now, God was saying the Jewish people will suffer because they were unfaithful. So Hashem says, now, I will engage you with permanence, but you will be faithful. You will be just. The three terms of erastich, of marriage between God and the Jewish people, are corresponding to the three exiles, the three times we were in Galut, in Egypt, in Babylon, and then now. So Hashem says, "Ve'erastich li leolam," I will engage you for eternity, because when God took us out of Egypt, He said, I'm bringing you to the land of Israel, and that didn't last for eternity. We were kicked out. So the first thing God promises us is, it'll be eternal. Then God took us out of Babylon, even though we didn't deserve it. We came back to the land of Israel, and the Jews weren't keeping Shabbos, they were intermarried, and nonetheless, Hashem brought us back. So that wasn't tzedek, that wasn't mishpat. Hashem did it even though we didn't deserve it. So Hashem says, this time, we're going to have a marriage that's eternal, but this time, you guys aren't going to do like you did when we left Babylon. This time, you'll have righteousness, you'll have justice, you'll have compassion, you'll have kindness. And chesed and rachamim also not, because you had Jews who were holding on to their brethren's fields. They weren't keeping Shemitah. They weren't keeping Yovel. They didn't let their slaves go when they should have let them go. Jews were holding other Jews as slaves. So God said, when I took you out of Babylon, you were not doing chesed and rachamim. But this time you will do it. Ve'erastich li be'emunah, I will marry you with faith that it'll be eternal. And this time it's gonna last. And then you'll know Hashem. Just like you knew me initially, everyone will know me. Rashi brings an interesting pshat, ve'erastich li be'emunah, is, Rashi says, ve'erastich li be'emunah, bischar ha'emunah. The redemption will ultimately be because you had emunah throughout this whole period of Galut. Because you had the long period where the nations were on top and they kept saying, well, what are you believing in God? Who says you're the chosen people? Look at how you're suffering. Can't be your chosen. And you maintained your faith. In that merit, I will ultimately engage you. I will again marry you, so to speak. Okay, Pasuk Chaf Gimen. The word Erusin really needs definition. We know that you have Kiddushin and Erusin, but okay, what's the difference between the terminology? We saw over here that the terminology is very important. God said, I want you to call me Ishi and not Ba'ali. Because Ba'ali connotes ownership. You can be a Ba'al Abayis, you own the house. You could be a Ba'al Hashor, you own the ox. And then Ishi is more a term of marriage, of unification. He's my man. It's connected. We're connected to one another. Hashem says, I want a more intimate bond with you. But then the question is, how does that work with the Lashon of Erusin? Okay. Vehaya, Vayom Hahu, Enen Umadonai. Et hashamayim vehem ya'anu et ha'aretz. Hashem says, and on that day, when we reunite, on that day, I will answer, or Hashem is saying, I will accept your prayers, and I'll give you the blessing from the heavens, and you'll have the rain. And so the rain, so to speak, will answer the earth in that you'll have the rain that you need. V'haaretz ta'ane et ha'dagan v'et ha'tirosh v'et ha'yitzav. And the earth will respond in turn. It will give forth the grain. It will give forth the wine. It will give forth the oil. Dagan is grain, tirosh is wine, and yitzar is oil. Vehem ya'anu et Yisrael. And they, this the material sustenance that you'll have from the earth, they will, so to speak, they will answer the people of Israel who were called Yisrael, meaning they will support them. You remember the Jewish people, Hashem said, name them Yisrael. Yisrael means God has scattered, for I will scatter them. So Hashem says, now I will give them sustenance in the land of Israel, and the rain will give forth fruit, and the fruit will give forth productive people. Uzrati hali ba'aretz, v'richamti et lo ruchama. I will replant her, the Jewish people, in the land of Israel, v'richamti, and I will again have mercy over lo ruchama, the Jewish people who God nicknamed earlier in the Sefer, the lo ruchama, the people who God does not have mercy over. V'amarti lelo ami ami ata. And I will say unto the Jewish people who were given the nickname in the beginning of the book, Lo Ami, Hashem says, you're no longer my nation, so to speak. You're not acting the way my nation should behave. And Hashem says, I will say unto my nation, I will again call them Ami Ata, you are my nation. Vehu, and he in turn, the Jewish people, Yomar Elohai, will declare that I am their God. That's the time that Hashem says, we will again renew the covenant. We will again reunite, and you'll come back to the land of Israel. And in the land of Israel, you'll be fruitful. The rains will give their rain. The ground will give its fruit, and the Jewish people will flourish again in the land of Israel. Provided Hashem says, "What are the conditions for this reunification?" Be'emunah, be'tzedek, be'mishpat, u'v'rachamim. You have to be faithful. You have to have righteousness. You have to have justice. You have to have compassion. You have to be kind to your fellow man. And then Hashem says, I'll replant the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael.